Welcome to the Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion.
No-win situation. A look at victory conditions in board games. Whether we play competitive or cooperative games, we all expect someone to be the winner, even if it's the game who wins in a cooperative game. In fact, there's usually a single winner or a team in team games. Most games will list one or multiple tiebreakers to decide who is the ultimate winner. So the idea of victory conditions has become second nature to most of us in the board game hobby. Yet there are games that don't elect a winner, and in this article I want to talk about what this might feel like. I was inspired to write about this topic after listening to Amabel Holland talking to Liz Davidson in an episode of the Beyond Solitaire podcast. At some point during the interview, Amabel got to talk about her game, Endurance, which doesn't have a victory condition. The game is about Antarctic survival and is based on Ernest Shackleton's 1914 expedition. Back then, it seemed like the whole crew of the ship would be lost, but miraculously, they were all saved. In the game, it is your job to try and save as many of the team as possible. However, there is no victory to be had. You're not trying to bring back a certain number of people. You don't lose if things don't go your way. It's all about basic survival. It is for you, the player, to decide whether bringing back the whole crew is the only true victory, or saving even just a single deckhand is a win. After all, you are facing an impossible situation, so being able to rescue just one person is a miracle. At this stage, I just want to go over a couple of terms. While Endurance doesn't have any victory or loss conditions, the game does end at some point. There are, in fact, a number of end conditions. So it's not like you play Endurance forever. However, the game does force you to carry on, even when things seem hopeless. You can only stop when you have either rescued everyone, when there's a mutiny, or when all lifeboats are lost. That's quite important to note. Sure, there are games without an end condition and you expect those to have neither victory nor loss condition. However, when a game ends, we are also used to always choosing a winner. Let me talk about loss conditions next. To me, victory and loss conditions are almost the same thing. One tells you who won and the other who lost. Many games have a mix of both, and sometimes one precludes the other. For example, in The Rich and the Good, whoever has the most cash after selling all of their shares at the end wins. Except, the player who gave the least amount to charity always loses, even if they had the most cash. Loss conditions are also often favored in cooperative games. The team loses when a certain thing is true. Cooperative games do also have victory conditions, but explaining when the game ends with a loss makes it easier for players. At the end of the day, though, you can rephrase all victory conditions as loss conditions and vice versa. So let's go back to looking at games with end conditions, but without victory or loss conditions. I think when a game doesn't decide who wins or who loses, let alone the order in which players are ranked at the end, it leaves that choice open to the players. It's a clever design choice that can be used to really involve the people around the table. In a serious setting, it forces everyone to think about what the game is about. Using Endurance again as an example, without the game telling you what is considered a victory, you have to decide how well you did, saving people trapped on the ice without hope. You have to think about what these people went through as you sit in your warm home, drinking a warm drink and maybe a snack to hand. You have to choose what victory looks like for yourself. In a lighter setting, removing loss and victory conditions from a game can elicit discussion. For example, in Bezzer's Game, a game about drawing creatures, complementing the drawings, then complementing the compliments, there's intentionally no winner. Everyone just draws a creature and then has to compliment everyone else on their drawings. Finally, everyone has to compliment everyone on the compliments they have received. nobody's asked to choose their favorite drawing or award scores. The game merely encourages everyone to look at the positives and find something that hopefully leaves another person feeling a little happier and receiving a positive note in return. It is so easy for us to let the game decide who has won. Wanting to have an objective adjudicator rank the people around the table is something I can relate to, because I'm quite a competitive player at heart. So when the responsibility of choosing a victor is handed over to us, we realize what we're actually asking for. It allows us to focus on what we're actually simulating when we're playing the game. It is especially pertinent for what I call serious games such as Endurance. It's only natural to play a war game and want the good side to win. Yet, I wonder what war games would feel like if there was no victor or loser in the end. After all, over a certain number of turns and rounds, we send people into battle to kill the opposing forces. That killing is justified by the game simply because one of us has to win. Remove the victory condition and maybe you start to see the suffering that wars cause. Even games with less sensitive settings could benefit from removing loss and victory conditions. Imagine there being no winner in Monopoly. We could all just play property developer and try and get a large, varied portfolio of properties, houses and hotels. There would be no need to compare who had the most money or who was able to hang on the longest without going bankrupt. I feel the game would suddenly become something very different. Maybe there would be a lot less arguing and shouting. Now I wonder, what do you think about games without loss or victory conditions? Have you played any? Are you interested by the idea? What do you think games feel like where nobody wins or loses? Do you think games without loss or victory conditions are a good idea? As always, please share thoughts and experiences on the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. I'd love to hear what you think.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Royal Patron Sean Newman, Magic Champion John Risley, Castle Guards David Miller and James Naylor, Dice Masters Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay, and Shining Lights Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.